Step 6. The only outcome of this first contact should be to set up another time to present a proposal, a draft solution, or a process by which customers can reach the goals that they mentioned to you. If you can do this in the first conversation, that's great. However, do not be frustrated if you don't close the deal on the first call. Remember, this is about building a relationship. Your goal is actually twofold in this first encounter. The first goal, as I mentioned, is to create an opportunity or another appointment or another time to come back with more detailed answers to their questions. Your second goal is to make an agreement with them for no other purpose than to simply prove that you can keep an agreement. Of course, you don't tell prospects this. You make a simple agreement such as, I will call you the day after tomorrow to let you know about my progress, or I will send some brochures, more testimonials, or referrals your way within the next 48 hours. Even if prospects do not want these things, it is important for you to create an opportunity to make an agreement and to keep it. This begins to set a track record, to establish subconsciously in their minds that you are dependable and that you do what you say. For each subsequent conversation that you have with prospects, there is only one goal. At the very least, ensure you have another agreement so that you can fulfill it at some time in the very near future. By doing this, you plant a subconscious message of trustworthiness and care in their minds. You establish a track record of trust, so later, when it comes time to decide between you and someone else, they remember that you are a sales dog who does what he says he'll do. Subsequent appointments are designed to present more materials, give and present proposals, make arrangements, and sign orders. Step 7. You give them whatever they want. It is what I call the magic wand approach. If I could wave a magic wand to create the ideal solution, provide the ideal service, the best policy, the perfect house, what would it be? I listen, ask a few more specific questions, and prepare to deliver. I will go to the ends of the planet to find that ball for them, no matter where it's thrown. I will keep them apprised of the search, of the creation, of the trials and tribulations along the way. Remember reasons to stay in contact. And somehow find a way to solve the problems they have. For most reasonable requests, there is a solution, and a great sales dog can find it. A friend of mine was searching for an investment advisor and a new accountant. He interviewed many quality prospects, but was never satisfied. He was at a party and happened to explain his plight to a young fellow who happened to be an accountant. Wisely, he asked my friend the question, "If I could wave a magic wand, what is it that you really want in terms of investment strategies?" After a moment, he answered, "Well, I'd like to be able to invest on a tax-deferred basis and ultimately withdraw the money at some future date tax-free." The young fellow chuckled and said, "Wouldn't everyone like that?" He then quickly added that he was not sure what could be done, but asked my friend if he would be willing to meet with him, an insurance colleague, a portfolio manager, and a tax attorney in his office sometime the following week. My friend was ecstatic. I don't know if he got his entire wish, but when I asked him, he simply gave me a big grin and said, "I have a team that handles it." In that case, a wise accountant, who was unafraid to sniff out solutions that he didn't have in his own bag of tricks, obtained a lifelong customer for himself and several associates.